This is Tatenda Gumbo. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, June 14th, 2016. Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who is now the leader of the Zimbabwe People First, is planning to hold a star rally next week. This is expected to be her first major political appearance since the formation of her party. A good attendance of the rally will be a clear indication that she has the political stamina to fight for the presidential seat. Some civic society leaders have criticized Parliament for not allowing adequate public consultations on the proposed Local Government Laws Amendment Bill, which they say does not address important national issues such as devolution of powers to provinces. Widows, orphans, and elderly people express dismay over the way food aid is being distributed in some parts of Manicaland province, ravaged by drought. And the Sport and Recreation Commission has not yet registered the National Football Association of Zimbabwe, or NFAZ, 10 days after it was formed. FIFA has also not given ZIFA, which owes creditors about $6 million, the nod to form the National Football Association of Zimbabwe. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host of The Connection will be talking with listeners and experts about the International Day of the African Child. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can also post comments on our Facebook wall or send us your number so we can call you back. Please note we are live streaming on all our Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.